wait, is it straight?
I think my side needs to be a little higher.
Sam? What are you doing with that balloon?
Taping the string to Freddy's phone.
My... Hey, get your hands off my phone!
No prob.
Oh, no.
Sam!
You get my phone down from there right now.
Okay.
Wait. No. I want you... Not sure the warranty covers that.
Give it! Whoa. You guys getting ready for a party?
Yep.
Carly's dad's coming home for a few days.
And it's the first time in 3 years that I get to spend his birthday with him.
So, Spencer's not your dad?
No.
Ow!
You deserved that.
Great. Now when I sit, I'm gonna have to put all my weight on my left buttock.
Okay. Tell me what you guys think, huh?
What?
You got a job interview?
Ew, no, gross.
He never told our dad that he dropped out of law school, so now he wants to pretend that he graduated and that he's a lawyer at a big law firm.
I gotta. You want dad to come home and be disappointed in me?
He's been disappointed in you since you were 9.
Is that when Spencer set that ice cream truck on fire?
Yes.
It was an accident!
Accident or not, it put Mr. Creamstein out of business.
Whoa. What's this?
Don't touch it.
That's your dad's birthday cake.
Yeah. It's an exact replica of an Air Force F-22 fighter jet.
Which I have specially rigged with automatic self-lighting candles.
Spencer.
Don't touch me, you're filthy. When we show Dad the cake, he'll say, well, why aren't the candles lit? And then Carly will say, well, what do you mean they're not lit? And then I'll press this button and...
I'll order another cake.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
No, I get it. It's okay, you don't need to apologize. Okay, I'll handle it. Love you too. Bye.
What's wrong?
That was my dad. He can't come home now.
What?
No way!
Yeah, there's some situation in some country. I don't know, he's gotta help handle it.
Well, who's gonna tell Carly?
I'm not telling Carly.
Why?
Because it's gonna be like slapping a sweet puppy in the face.
So you're gonna make me tell her that her father isn't.
Junior Colonel Carly Shay with a new jet fighter birthday cake requesting permission to land. Dad is gonna love this. And right after he blows out the candles, Spencer, you and I are gonna give him huge hugs, and Freddie, I want you to get it all on video, okay?
Weenies!
Why are they weenies?
I don't know. Some people are just born with the weenie gene.
Okay, something's going on here.
Yeah, sit. Carly, sometimes in life...
I know. A man and a woman fall in love and they get special feelings.
No, not that. Dad had a change of plans, and he can't come home right now.
He is too coming home, he told me.
He was, but there's a military situation.
But we planned a big birthday party and everything.
I know. I'm sad about it too, but don't be mad at him.
I'm not mad. I just miss him.
You want to talk about it?
No.
Hey.
Did you just call us weenies?
Yes.
Okay.
Later. Okay, Gibby?
Yep.
Go ahead and plug in cable B to the port marked balloons.
Got it. Coming down.
Who are you?
Dom.
I thought you were Gibby.
No, I am Don.
Good work, Don.
Okay, where did Don come from?
Tokyo. You can take off, Don.
Hey!
See you at the club.
Later, Gib.
When do we start the show?
Where's Carly?
In her room, fixing her makeup.
She was crying?
Yeah.
Why? You hit her?
No, I didn't hit her.
She's still upset about her dad not coming home.
Well, she won't be upset in a few minutes when... Shut up, she's walking in!
He's just...
I don't care. Let's just get iCarly over with so I can go back to my room and cry in the dark.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Hi.
And I'm Sam. Now hold on to your butter beans, because this is iCarly! Okay, now recently we've noticed something about pineapples.
They're usually naked.
But tonight, we're gonna dress up a few pineapples real pretty like. No, we're not.
What are you doing?
I'll tell you what we're doing. Me, Gibby, and Frednard got a cool surprise for little Miss Carly Shay here.
As a lot of you know, Carly's dad,
Colonel Shay,
is in the Air Force.
Can we not talk about my dad?
So he couldn't be here in person.
To spend his birthday with Carly and her brother, Spencer.
This is cruel.
Therefore, we've arranged for Carly to throw her dad a birthday iParty!
Via the internet.
I told you guys, he's at some military base for the next 5 weeks. There's no way we can contact him.
Nah, but there is.
And now, young Freddie will establish contact with her dad, Colonel Shay! What?
Spencer, get out here!
I'm out here!
And connecting to overseas Air Force base? Now!
What up with the picture?
One sec. Colonel Shay, can you see us?
Can he?
He can see us.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
It's me.
I'm a lawyer.
Why can't we see him?
I don't know. He can't get a clear video signal out.
But he can see and hear everything we're saying?
Yes. Here, I'll put the instant message window on the big screen.
Hey, Dad.
Happy birthday.
I miss you.
I'm a lawyer.
Dad, I love you so much. He called me Snugbug. That's me. That's what he calls me.
Yeah, that's a cute nickname.
Hey, Colonel Shay. My mom? Same as always.
Okay, Colonel Shay, get excited, because it's time for...
Happy birthday, Colonel Shay.
Yeah!
Today's the day that you were born. We bought a cake shaped like a plane and paid for it with your credit card.
Yeah, go do it.
Thank you. Guys, I may not be able to hold this connection much longer.
Oh, quick,
okay,
say
okay,
bye.
Okay, no, you say bye.
No, you should just say
bye.
Just say it!
Okay, I'll say it. Dad, I really wish we were together, but this almost feels like we are. I'm really proud of you. Happy birthday. I love you. And I love you guys.
That's it. Lost the connection.
Oh, man. There's cake on the ceiling.
Where? Oh, there.
How can you not be mad? Mr. Howard had every right to be mad at me. I was texting in class.
But he took your phone.
He'll give it back.
But he still can't.
Hey, hey! Nothing can put me in a bad mood. You guys hooked me up so I could talk to my dad live on his birthday. That's it. You're both getting hugs.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm Agent Kinsey. These are Agents Farrow and Morris.
We're with the United States Secret Service.
Hey.
This is about your recent webcast.
To a secure military base overseas.
Hey.
This.
Just relax, ma'am.
How can we relax when three Secret Service agents are tearing our apartment to pieces?
We're just checking your place out.
Why?
Let's just say that your recent iCarly webcast caught the attention of someone very high up in the U.S. government.
How great.
Stay calm.
I can't stay calm. I promised my mom I wouldn't cause any more trouble with the U.S. government.
Clear. All right. We're done here for now. Please don't leave town until we contact you again.
Why can't we leave town?
Just don't leave town.
Okay. Thanks for watching, iCarly.
Finish your test?
Yeah. I probably flunked it because all I could think about was being arrested by the feds and that scary man's voice telling us,
don't leave town.
Sam ever show up?
No. Nobody's seen her all day. Psst. Over here. Where have you been?
Getting stuff. Here's a wig for you. And a wig for you. Passport for Carly and a passport for this one.
What's the stuff for?
We're blowing this country. We're heading to the airport and buying one-way tickets to Amsterdam.
Sam, well, you want to stay here in this country and go to federal prison for hacking into a secure communications network?
How are we going to pay for one-way tickets to Amsterdam?
I got all my mom's engagement rings. Now, let's head to a pawn shop, turn this bling into cash, and get the fudge out of Dodge.
I think it might be too late for that.
Ms. Shea, Mr. Benson, Miss Puckett.
Puckett? Or are you looking for Sam Puckett? She passed away. Funeral's Thursday, bye!
Ms. Puckett.
All right. Put the cuffs on loose, would you? I don't like it when they dig into my wrist.
Just come with us.
please just go away and leave us alone?
We're just simple children of the internet.
Inside, please.
Okay, wait. Would you let us go if we give you this bag of 18 engagement rings?
Engagement rings?
We don't take bribes.
Now let's get inside. There's someone in here who wants to see you.
Who?
Someone very high up in the United States government.
Oh, who, the president?
Higher.
I tell you, there's more! Wait. There's way more!
Yes.
So I'm trapped in this giant pumpkin, right?
You mean you're inside the pumpkin?
Yeah, I'm inside it! Hey, guys. The kids roll me out the front door into heavy traffic. And then this big fish truck pushes me straight into Bell Harbor.
Did the pumpkin float?
No! It sank like a rock. I'm telling you, my life is like a sitcom. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, guys.
Is that Mrs.
Oh.
Obama.
Obama?
Yeah. First Lady of the United States of America, I'd like you to meet Sam Puckett, Freddie Benson, and my bouncing baby sister, Carly Shay.
It is great to meet you, Carly. Freddie.
Oh, Sam. Please don't put us in federal prison. He's the guilty one.
My mom voted for your husband.
Hey, can you guys lend me some laundry to turn? Hey! Who's your friend? Can she be my friend?
Stop.
Nativa, ho.
Oh, she married?
Very.
Okay. If it don't work out, I'll be in the laundry room.
So, I'm confused. Are we in trouble?
No, not at all.
She watched iCarly online last week.
No
Seriously?
Way.
Mm-hmm. My daughters are big fans, and I am too.
Wait. Is she?
Ladies.
That?
Bye. So what are you doing here? Your Excellency.
You don't call her Your Excellency.
No, I kind of like it. I came here to say I'm proud of you.
Why are you proud of us?
Because of how much you care for your father and because of what you two did for your friend.
You mean setting up the surprise birthday party on iCarly?
Mm-hmm. My husband and I talk to a lot of people with family in the military.
Her husband is the president.
And it can be really tough for kids who have a mom or dad away from home for a long time.
Wait. Hang on one second. You got something I can make a sandwich with? Sam?
The First Lady is talking.
She's the most important woman in the world.
So that means I can't have a sandwich?
Anyway, I was watching iCarly with my daughters, and I was really touched by how much you love and care about your dad while he's away serving our country.
Oh, remember, you said you were proud of us, too.
Absolutely. As important as it is for Carly to support what her dad is doing, it's just as important that she has good friends like the two of you who understand her situation and support her, too.
I would like to apologize.
Bye, Steve.
Later.
Well, I should be getting to my next meeting. And somebody get this girl a sandwich.
Sandwich!
Here's the bread.
I'll get the mustard.
Wait, Mrs. Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Since you're here...
And since your kids are big fans of iCarly, do you want to have a little fun with us?
I'm sorry, the First Lady really has to leave.
Darn. We wanted you to be on iCarly.
Wait, for real?
Yeah!
Sure.
Mrs. Obama, the governor's waiting.
Let the governor wait. Come on, let's go do iCarly.
Okay, next on iCarly, since we have the First Lady of the United States of America hanging here,
I'm on iCarly.
We figure it's the
Let's do this.
60 seconds on the clock, and Gibby!
Is Gibby wearing a hat or criticizing a hamster?
Hat! Correct!
Yeah! Yeah! She got it right!
Okay, Mrs. Obama, are you ready for the next one?
Show me the Gibby!
Gibby!
Why'd you run on that dumb wheel? You never go anywhere!
Criticizing a hamster!
All right, it's about to get a little tougher.
Bring it.
Gibby!
Now, I'm not supposed to give hints, but... hat.
It's hat! Pick hat, I suggest! Hat!
Hat? Correct!
I helped!
Okay, Mrs. Obama, you have 3 points, beating out our previous high score, which was 2. And that means...
you won this bag of bolts!
And nuts!
Nuts and bolts apply to iCarly by Peggy's Nuts and Bolts for all your nut and bolt needs.
Oh, now I can finally finish that robot!
I'm not supposed to mention the robot?
No.
And that concludes this very special edition of iCarly. Now, this is for everyone out there who's got a family member serving in the U.S. military. Wondered what Freddie, Spencer, Gibby, and I might look like if the four of us ran a 75-mile marathon? We might look something like this. Yep,